20 after the hour. Good morning. It's John and Glenn. Morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. The solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. It's the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul. And as Father Simon loves to say, two regular guys who just changed the world. Wait a minute. That's you and me, right? That's you and me. We're regular people who can change the world by being that light in the darkness. And you and I get that. But being that is a little difficult, right? Because all you have to do is get in the car and drive maybe 5 minutes or less, and there are 1,001 different aggravations, and you forget that you're the light in the darkness. So how to do that? Kendra Von Esch is going to help us. She's a speaker, author, and if you're looking for a way to keep God at the center of your life, Kendra can guide you through her video prayer program online at kendravonesch.com. Kendra, welcome back to Morning Air.
Hey, John. How are you? Good morning. Good. Happy Good. Monday.
Happy Monday. We should call this, you know, easier said than done, because, you know, how many times, you know, best laid plans, right? You wake up in the morning, say, God, thanks for another great day. It's just wonderful. You sign onto the computer. There's an email that upsets you. You see something on social media that should not upset you, but then pushes you over the edge. And you're just saying, what, me, authentic Christian witness? Maybe I left that person back in bed. So, you know, how do we start making that just complete mindset change that God has given us a brand new gift? God has given us all of these gifts and talents, and it's time to go share them with somebody else.
Well, first, everyone ought to be tuning into Morning Air every morning and put on a little light of Jesus, because that's how it, I start my day, first with prayer. And then I try to keep myself away from some of those things that bring me down and, you know are going to push my buttons. We all know the minute that we may turn on that news or scroll through the social media, we're going to find some things that might aggravate us and might frustrate us. And if we can continue to pray all day, every day, and when I say like that authentic witness of Jesus, it's just calling out to him because, I mean, let's face it, John, right? Doesn't everyone just want to be loved? I mean, it's all about love. And so the more that you can love someone, and it's not always easy, that authentic love has to come from God. So as long as we continue to start our day with prayer, be grateful and thankful, as you were talking, my heart was lifting. I mean, it was so, you know, you're thanking God for the day and you're getting out there. Well, if you continue to do that, you won't be able to help it. It will just ooze out of you to those around you. And when you do get frustrated, call it out at that moment, because we're all human. I mean, come on, we're not 100% always happy and joyful and loving to people. But when we feel that bubbling up inside, let's give it to God and say, Lord, I'm giving you this anger, this frustration, and please fill me with your love. Fill me with your blessing. I always call on filling me with Mary's humility and Mary's love as well. That's a couple of steps we could take at least.
You know, it's funny. There were a couple of those aggravations that happened this weekend as more and more of us kind of get back into a routine, and certainly just at least driving to our parishes for worship, more cars on the road. So thus more aggravation at times. And it's so easy to have your buttons pushed. And, you know, I just remembered a couple of times when that happened, I was just aggravated. It's like, oh, wait a minute. You don't know what's going on in that person's life. And I ask the Holy Spirit to just, you know, give me a little injection of a sense of humor to kind of put it in perspective. And, you know, that was my personal diffusion prayer this past weekend. And in doing that, you find, Kendra, that you start having that constant conversation with God. So very often when we talk about prayer, we think formal prayer. And yeah, we need to do that. But also prayer is this constant conversation with God. And there's nothing more beautiful than deepening that romance with a constant conversation with the person that you're deeply and madly in love with.
That's beautiful. I remember when St. Paul, I read incessant, pray incessantly. And yep. In my early journey, I was like, how in the world do you do that? Don't we have to live our lives? Don't we have responsibilities? But you're spot on. The more that you just think and love and be grateful to God, the more you're going to see God, the more you're going to hear God, whether it's through the radio, right? Through other people, through reading. It's incredible. And all of a sudden you can see in nature the beauty around you. If we just spent a moment while you were in the car, I do that too. I think about oh, that person that just cut me off might have someone in the hospital, someone in their car, they're taken to the hospital, or maybe they're going to visit someone, or they're super late for a meeting and maybe they don't have a very understanding boss or something like that, to try and put myself in out of my own centered life. You know, I mean, I think we think that it's just all about us and this highway is ours and it should be free and I should be taking my time and no one should be aggravating me, but that's not obviously the reality. So the more that we can call on God and the spirit that is within us every moment to give us the words, especially for those people who do aggravate us, those people who are going back to work, maybe they got to see that guy or gal that they're not too fond of, and choose to love them and choose to go out of your way to be kind and the light that they are probably going through something in their own life, that they would appreciate a little bit of love and kindness, because we're all broken and we're all struggling with something. So the more we can look at people and life in a compassionate lens, I think the better off this world, which is getting dark. Are you noticing that it's getting, you could see the darkness? I mean, there is evil manifesting itself all over the place. We need, as Christians, to work on ourselves first and foremost so that we can be that light to the world.
Kendra, we live in a hardened and cynical time, yet it's a time that craves authenticity. How can we bring that love and joy in a way that is authentic and not seeming fake?
Yeah, that's a hard one. You just keep working at it. I was, in the beginning of my journey, I had a profane kind of language. I swore a lot. And I remember a friend of mine, as I was going through my journey, I was sharing how much God was touching me. And then yet at the same time, I was speaking not so godlike, right? And so she had made a comment, wow, you profess to be this Christian Catholic, and yet you talk like that? And it hit me that, yeah, my witness, how I behave, matters. So it took me some time, and I couldn't just stop on a dime. It was moment by moment I noticed that I was saying these words, and then after they were out of my mouth, I wanted them back. So I couldn't exactly change that in the very beginning, but slowly but surely I kept praying to God and asking him to help me with my language. And then it was visibly noticeable. Other friends were saying, oh my gosh, I've been out with you all night and you haven't said that word all night long. And so it does become authentic when it truly becomes a natural way in your life. And they would notice that I was trying to work on it in the beginning. And I'm like, oh, darn it, I didn't mean to say that word. I'm sorry. So just be real. That's all. Everyone's a sinner. Everyone flubs up here and there. But truly try every day to live a more virtuous life. We have to practice to be authentic Christians. And then those beautiful gifts of the Holy Spirit, those fruits will be pouring out of us, and it will be more than authentic to the world.
And to show you how the Holy Spirit works, I was doing the laundry yesterday, and when I was doing the laundry, don't ask me why I thought of this, but again, now just prayer becomes a part of the fabric of your life. I was thanking the Holy Spirit because I had a smile on my face because for once the clothes didn't shrink. I didn't mix the things, you know, because I don't know how to do laundry or anything in my house. I said, well, thanks for the sense of humor. And then the Holy Spirit reminded me that the sense of humor can be a double-edged sword, because you can use those words to be stinging. You can use humor to be to destroy somebody else. It was like, oh, okay. So it was that message from the Holy Spirit to use the gifts that I've given you in a little more judicious way. And it was like, okay. And so my prayer to the Holy Spirit was one of thanks, and also one, can you just give me that little nudge when I'm going over the edge there to maybe use that sense of humor at the expense of someone else to remember why you've given me that gift to be the light in the darkness. As you mentioned, your witness matters. I have just tweeted out on our Morning Air Twitter page and also on our Morning Air Facebook page the article, How You Can Be Light in the Darkness, that Kendra Von Esch wrote for The Catholic Stand. So take a look at that, both on Twitter and on our Morning Air Facebook page. Kendra Von Esch is a speaker, author, and has a great video prayer program, then you can also bring her to your conference, your parish, when we kind of get back to normal again. I'm sure you can't wait to get back on the road. KendraVonEsch.com, KendraVonEsch.com. And I take in laundry too, Kendra. So if you want to send anything over, I can't guarantee how it's going to come back, but I do laundry. I don't know why.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's just a quirky part of my personality. Laundry, mowing the lawn, vacuuming. It's kind of like instant gratification because you get something done and you see the final product right there. Kendra,
amen.
God bless. Okay,
God
take
bless
care.
You too. Take
got
care.
Got a fresh Glenn Story Corner. Father Burke Masters, our Monday spiritual director, all straight ahead. Our time now, 29 after. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.